Today, the future of learning in a networked world contingent here in Thailand went to visit the International School of Bangkok. And the first thing that one needs to understand about this school is that it's extremely well resourced. We went into lots of classrooms where there were racks of laptops, little pods of desktops at the back of the room, and several classrooms have smart boards. The classrooms we went into, you could see little kids in the elementary school sitting quietly, working with headphones on, listening to instructions for interactive maths programs, and seeing them quietly going about their business, transferring written work to their laptops, sitting on couches or at desks in beautifully appointed classrooms. And perhaps the thing that most typifies the attitude in this school was a sign up in the help desk, IT help desk area of the school, which said, "Remove the barriers to using technology," and that said it all. After visiting several classrooms, we sat down with a number of teachers from the school, all organized by our wonderful host, Kim Cofino, and we had a conversation which largely ranged about the topic of reading. Vance Stevens gave a great short presentation on reading and the role of blogging in reading. And again, the conversation returned to a fairly free-ranging conversation about reading and its role and what do we mean by reading. Reading is a subset of multiliteracy, whether or not there's any scope for children at this young age to be networked in the sense of communicating with other kids in the school or perhaps in other schools or beyond the boundaries of Thailand. The principal of the elementary school was present for a while, and listening to her talk, it became even clearer why the school functions so successfully as a wired school. And in many ways, this is a kind of model school. If you were thinking about how to set up classrooms, how to provide ease of access to technology so it's embedded in daily activity, then this is a school that you could use as a model. We spoke to Siri, one of the teachers there, who demonstrated how she uses the smart board, and she said quite emphatically that technology in her classes was part of everyday life as a student at this school. Though she also said there were a percentage of teachers in the school who were resistant, and despite the fact that it's laid on and made easy to access, some teachers didn't avail themselves of the use of technology. An American chap called Chuck from another international school was present and talked quite a bit about the new initiative in Korea, Songdo, which has kind of been touted as a city of the future, and he's been commissioned with the job of setting up a school in Korea, which is going to be a model technology school. Just a note of interest too, Kim's title, I think, is something like Literacy Coordinator for the 21st Century. So again, you can see that a school who has a job position with a title like Literacy Coordinator for the 21st Century is serious about remodeling its position and planning for a future where children will be working in a networked world. In the evening, we went out to dinner with a number of people who John Isles had organised for us, and it was also great to have Trish Everett with us from Australia for dinner that, who'd made a late arrival from a lovely island somewhere off the coast of Thailand. And the conversation ranged around a number of topics, but curiously, the old question which occurred at the FLNW event 1 year ago about what's community and what is network, and does there have to be, let's say, an emotional or human or warm and fuzzy connection between people in a distributed network for it to be a community. So in a sense, similar ground was visited to the discussions that took place last year. So a great first day. I think a number of the teachers who turned up for the session at the International School of Bangkok got quite a lot out of the day. They were certainly quite impressed by the fact that we had a live online audience via Ustream. And again, thanks to Kim and Justin from the International School for organising that. So given that we probably had around 20 people come to the session at the school in Bangkok, and there were about 20 people online, and feedback from those online is that it was a satisfying experience. So I think we're feeling fairly good about what happened here today. Lots of issues to be explored further. Tomorrow we go off to visit the American school here in Bangkok. One other thing worth mentioning is the fact that clearly a number of teachers at the school, and certainly Kim and Justin, took advantage of our coming to initiate a series of professional development sessions which they're calling Wired Wednesdays. There was a lot of discussion on the FLNW list during the year about whether or not we had any right, if you like, to come to Thailand and present ourselves as some kind of experts in the area of network learning. But it was clear that that wasn't an issue today, that when some of the people we were talking to and sharing conversations with were clearly very experienced, but appreciated the opportunity to talk with colleagues from other contexts. And for Kim and Justin to leverage our visit to launch a series of PD workshops for their own staff, I thought was a really smart move, and just made us feel better, I think, about being there. If we ever had any doubt, it was clear that we were kind of used in a very sensible and strategic fashion.